The stack is empty at this point.
No, I was on it. This is Kim.
Okay, you have the floor, Kim.
Okay, I'll say it again. The PNB is meeting Thursday as a mere formality to seat the new members. My understanding of these arcane bylaws is we cannot do business at this meeting, that the PNB cannot do business until they have an in-person meeting. So I don't know. I don't know how much rock and roll these folks are going to do with breaking bylaws. It's, you know, the Wild West. All I know is there is no business that should be scheduled for the PNB meeting on Thursday or until we have an in-person. So it's all unknown what will happen. I think that perhaps a compromise on this would be this committee to write a letter to the PNB, you know, sort of telling them where we think we are at this point. We could do that, and sending this stuff from the auditor. The 2013 audit still needs to get documents done. And then they will need to complete the audit. So it's the end of January. This will take, at least till the middle of February, probably the end of February. Now, a point I made at like two meetings ago, which the CFO told us and Armenino told us, was they can start the audit in January or they can start it in May. So we have essentially blown it with them starting in January. So we basically have no auditor at all. But if Armenino does agree to do it 2014, they cannot start until May. So that's why I'm saying I don't see how this can get done by March in order to qualify for the CPB money. Now, Lawrence knows that I'm a fighter, you know, to the mat. But I don't like fighting for things that I just don't see there's any hope for. I don't see how you can get this done by March. I don't know what there's to fight for. You know, it's done. It's toast. We're at the end of January, and KPFK's entire 2014 needs to be done. It hasn't been done. That's not going to get done in 2 weeks, among other problems at all the other stations. Yes, it may go quicker than the 13, but all the stations need to start over. You know, it needs to start. What they're going to need for 2014 is going to have to be reconciled to when they get the results of 2013. So once they get those results, then they reconcile everything to 2013 going forward. So it's still going to take some work to get 2014 in shape to be audited. So, you know, we're looking at months, and they still, you know, have the same problems in New York and D.C. and Texas. I don't know. I mean, I'm happy if people are more optimistic than me, but...
But what you're saying, Kim, is the auditor has told us that they're not going to do any work in February and March.
They're booked up. They're booked up February, March, April. And we don't even have a commitment that they even want to do us again. Can you blame them?
Donald, to the stack.
Donald, you have the floor.
Okay. Now, just a simplistic question, since I think we're all pretty naive here. How late has CPB allowed these documents to get into them and still give us money? If somebody knows in the past what happened?
I know.
Good. Share it with us, Kim.
Okay. In the past, we could get an extension to June. But the problem with the reason we haven't been getting, the first problem why we stopped getting CPB money was because of the non-compliance of their open meeting requirements.
Right.
All the stations, you know, were not compliant. Most, particularly WBAI. So that was the first, you know, hit to us. And we had an audit done that year, so we weren't compliant on the audit. And by the way, I want to stress that it wasn't only that they were picking on Pacifica, they were picking on all the stations receiving their grants. And we have, I mean, at the last meeting where the CFO was on this call, he said he believes that we are 100% compliant in that now. So theoretically, that's not the problem. However, because CPB wants us to be like 100% compliant, they will not tolerate an extension to June. Like, it's like, if you guys can't get it together to get this done by our deadline, which is March, forget it. We're not interested in giving money to a station that cannot handle ordinary business. They just see us as a waste of money. You know, not something they want to invest in.
All right. Aside from the fact that you may be right that they see us as a waste of money, how can you be sure that they would not grant an extension? Have they told us that?
No. The way I heard this, Donald, and you can probably get it verified, Brian Edwards Tekert announced this at your LSB meeting in, I believe, November, saying CPB will not tolerate us being late on the audit. They want 100% compliance, period, the end.
All right. I will check that out.
Okay.
Anybody else for the stack?
Yeah, this is Lawrence for the stack.
Okay, you got the floor.
Okay, so I'm in agreement that we should all consider writing a letter, a very stinging letter, to the PMB, letting them know, you know, some of the facts of the audit, the lack of facts of the audit, the information that the auditors provide us, and a statement, you know, letting them know, you know, how we really feel, you know, about being in this condition. You know, something needs to be done for our voice to be heard there.
Thank you. Anybody else for the stack?
Well, I'm willing to start drafting that letter. Okay. Let me just open.
The last meeting of the 2014 PNB is on Thursday, right?
No, that's the first meeting where the new people get seated.
So there's no more meetings of the 2014 PNB.
Right, we're alerting the new PNB. This is where the status of the audit is. Good luck in your new year trying to get this done.
Jane Gatewood for the SAC.
I've got you, Jane. Kim, are you finished?
Yes.
Jane, you have the floor.
I appreciate the frustration that the secretary feels and her offer to draft that letter is greatly appreciated. But the way that I heard Lawrence word it was so simple and direct, I wonder if we could somehow capture that. It seems to me that with the statements that we as a committee received tonight, That was a very good, clear update. And I think that those statements, coupled with a very, very brief non-confrontational message, similar to, you know, firm but non-confrontational statement, similar to what Lawrence said a few minutes ago, is all that we really need to do. I don't think we need to can't remember some of the other adjectives I just heard, but I think that was going a little bit over the top.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else want to speak at this point?
This is Hank.
Hank, you have the floor.
Maybe we could just ask Lawrence to draft it and share it with the rest of us. And
this is Kim.
I don't know.
This is Kim.
Via email, I assume. Kim, you have the floor.
Yeah.
Okay, I've written the first two sentences or paragraphs. Attached is a message from our auditors and the status of the audit as of today. Attached are the schedules they are still looking for from the national office and the stations. The audit committee and PNB have approved Armanino for doing the 2014 audit. Armanino has told us they will not create an engagement letter until they have finished 2013. So, anybody want to add anything?
Yeah, William for the stack.
William, you have the floor.
Yeah, who's us that Armanino told that they would not engage in do the engagement letter until 2013 is finished? Is that in writing, and to whom?
Yes, and an email to me, to myself, the CFO, and Kim.
This is Kim. I'll give you a little history. The IED asked Fred to ask Armanino to, you know, ask Armanino for an engagement letter for 2014 since the PNB approved them. They sent it back to, I believe, Fred and the CFO and the IED saying, you know, well, we'll wait until the FY 2014. We can include that language in this letter.
Yeah, or put that, say attached, and attach it. There's no question of who said it to whom and when, like I just asked, to say attached, after they have told us.
Jane, get right to the stack.
Jane, you have the floor. Before I give Jane the floor, I was going to say that for a point of information that Margie was trying to get the 2014 audit into process. That's why she was requesting an engagement letter. Okay, Jane, you have the floor.
Yeah, I do think that that's a very good start. I think the only other items I've heard is to let the new PMB know that based on previous information Armanina has provided us, it is likely too late at this point to meet the March 31st deadline for completion of our audit in a timely manner as needed for CPP funding. And that the
Lawrence to the staff.
Just the issue about,
I've got you, Lawrence.
I mean, the question about whether the normal extension to June 30th, which might allow us to receive CPB funding this year, is apparently off the table because of past delinquent behavior. So those two items probably are worth mentioning.
Okay.
It sounds like there could still be some question about the second one, because I do recall Raul suggesting to us at our October meeting that might not be the case, and I hear other people saying, well, it is the case. So those are the only other two points that I've heard tonight that I think are important to bring to the new PMB's attention. Thank you.
Thank you, Jane. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yes, along with what Ms. Gatewood was just saying in regards to making those statements as, you know, with periods instead of question marks, I'm just wondering if in addition to making those statements, if we could ask pointedly whether what's the possibility of us meeting that deadline in March.
I like that.
Lawrence, I don't understand. Possible.
Hang to a stack.
Kim,
drop the word possible. Drop the word possible and just ask the question,
yeah.
If possible. Don't include possible, of course. But just ask whether it could. It's almost like I have to use possible, but if you could find another word to put in there in regards to, and then follow it up with March.
Hank, did I hear you? You wanted to be on the stack?
Yes, I heard mine also.
You have the floor, Hank.
Okay, thank you. We might also recommend that if they don't think that it'll be done in time, to apply for the extension just as a matter of form. There's always the outside chance, you know.
This is Donald for the stack.
Donald, you have the floor.
They most certainly are going to apply for an extension. That's a no-brainer. They're going to do that.
Well, they'll most certainly get the books done every year, too, but they don't.
Well, no.
I'd like to see that in writing.
Yeah, I'd like to see it in writing, too. I'd like to see the stations do what they're supposed to do, as you said earlier, Hank. Because, you know, there's only so much whipping the national office can do, right?
Right.
Without us getting into that conflict of stations versus national office. And
well, I'm kind
you say this
of
is not the first year this is happening, but maybe this will be the first year where we begin to tighten the screws in a useful way.
Yes.
Is there any more discussion?
Jane Gatewood.
Jane, you have the floor.
This is a little bit off topic of the report to the PMB, but the last couple of remarks that were made about the stations not doing their work, I just kind of want to digress a little bit and say that leadership matters. My sense is that what's been going on at the national office is the reason for what's not happening at the local level. That's just my take on it.
For years.
Thank you, Jane. Who just responded 4 years?
Yeah, for years that's been going on.
Hank. Okay, we're 5 minutes to 7 o'clock here.
Agreed with what, yeah, it's been going on for years. Agreed.
This is Kim.
Yes, you have the floor, Kim.
Well, I will just make the point that 2013 is the first year we have not completed an audit at all. It's always been a struggle, but we have completed audits. This year is the first year we did not complete an audit 8 months later. And you do all know that the Attorney General of California is doing a correspondence investigation of Pacifica, partly based on the fact that we are non-compliant with this audit.
This is Hank. Can I respond to that?
Yes, Hank. You have the floor.
The AG is going after documents and information back to 2010 because we haven't been doing things for years.
The reason it's on their radar is because we don't have an audit completed 8 months
after. It's on their radar because people went home and complained.
Lawrence to the stack.
I've got you, Lawrence. Lawrence, you have the floor.
Yeah, so it's there's always an opportunity and a challenge. And so, you know, I mean, we could call down pointing the fingers. I don't think that's going to get us anywhere. You know, if it was just about this audit, which I think it's very important that we, you know, be alert and be critical about it. But, you know, I mean, this attorney general was going back years. So, you know, I just wanted to say that because I don't think it's, I don't think pointing fingers at this point in time is going to help us point us in the right direction.
Donald for the stack.
Thank you, Lawrence. Donald, you have the floor.
I absolutely want to second what Lawrence just said. I think that the blame goes all the way around and it goes way back. And I've sat on the local station board enough to see how we are divided. And if there's no way we can become united, we can continue, you know, to ultimately destroy this network through the factionalism and the blame game. I'm willing to walk past that, and I'd like to see the other side do the same. But there's a certain person out there who constantly, every day, as much as she can, posts as much disinformation as she can, or lack of adequate information to really know what's going on. And frankly, that will destroy, you know, if not KBFA, the network. So if that crap doesn't stop, you know, we're flapping all of our gums. Thank you.
Thank you,
Robert. Robert for this text.
I'm sorry?
Robert, Mark for this text.
Robert, you have the floor.
In the spirit of complying with the auditor's request, I'd like to revisit the minutes, which, by the way, just came about 10 minutes ago. I agree with whoever suggested that we were essentially done with the meeting. If you all recall, we voted to approve having the meeting as moved by Mr. Lamb on December 3rd, and my recollection is the numbers on that vote were the exact same as the ones on the Kaufman substitute right above the minutes, and probably the same voters, but I can't swear to that. But I remember it was the exact same number, and then we adjourned. And if we want to get that business done tonight so we can forward those minutes on to the California Attorney General, then I think we could, based upon that recollection and making that correction. And I don't recall, did we approve the October minutes? Because I don't see anything that's missing from those.
This is Kim.
Kim, you have the floor.
That's exactly my recollection, Robert, about those November minutes. They were postponed in October because Lawrence had some changes and Brenda had some changes, and it was suggested they send them, but I never received any changes.
Excuse me, who just requested the floor?
But if Robert wants to move to take the November minutes off the postponement and approve them, I'm willing to do that. I'd like to see them done because there's really nothing left out of any sort.
I would suggest correcting them to make that we take it off to go ahead and approve them with the change that right after Lamb moves to have it on December 3rd, we put down a vote. The motion passed 5-4 with one abstention, and then further note on the recording that the recording ended, and so we couldn't come up with the names of the people who voted how. But hopefully, maybe Otis or somebody can find the end of that recording for us.
Hank, I think you have the floor now.
Okay. In that case, I move that we approve both sets of minutes, October and November, because we can at any time go back and alter minutes. That's perfectly acceptable and within rules.
I would take the word alter to correct.
Well, that's not a part of the motion. That's commentary. I just make a motion that we approve both of them so that we can submit them. It will help us get it caught up with the auditors in one fashion or another. Let's do it.
Jane Gate with the stack.
Jane, you have the floor.
I support that motion if the secretary can make note of the edits to November meeting as suggested by Mr. Mark.
Well, I'm adding here after it says recording ends here, recollection at the blah blah meeting is that Lamb's motion passed, and I'll put in parentheses December 3rd meeting was held and reported out.
Jane Gatewood again.
Yes, Jane, you have the floor.
Yeah, so I move to insert prior to the line about audio being missing, insert the words motion approved, vote of whatever Robert just said, 5 to whatever the vote on the previous one was. And continue after that the audio of this section is currently unavailable to confirm which members voted in favor, and then after that put meeting adjourned.
Okay.
With those amendments, I would like to move that we approve the November minutes.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
I said 5-4. According to the minutes, it was 5-3 with one abstention.
So then the proposed amendment is to say motion approved 5-3.
Three.
Okay.
Well,
5-3.
I was just writing down what Jane had said, and I wrote motion approved, and then the next line, audio recording ends here, so we cannot confirm who voted for this motion. I mean, we know it was approved because we had the meeting, and I'd rather not make up whether it's 5-3-1 or 5-4. I'm not comfortable doing that.
I think that makes sense.
It's okay with me.
Okay.
But we didn't actually have the meeting. We then continued it to our regular meeting date.
No, we did. We met the next, that Wednesday. We met the Wednesday after the Tuesday for that closed session meeting.
This is the December 3rd meeting.
Jane Gatewood again.
Was an executive session.
Yeah.
Jane Gatewood again. Chair.
Okay, well, there's a motion on the floor to accept the November minutes.
Chair, this is Jane Gatewood. One more time, I'm sorry.
You have the floor, Jane.
I just want to make sure that the minutes from November don't need to say anything about whether that next meeting occurred or didn't occur. It can just be that the motion was approved, the audio recording's unavailable, the meeting adjourned, right?
That's what I wrote, yep.
Perfect.
Yeah, we wouldn't know by then anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jane.
Well, if there are no objections, I'm
sorry, Chair. Are there any objections to Hank's motion?
Hank's motion was October and November.
Thank you, Robert. Are there any objections to Hank's motion for October and approving the October and November minutes?
Yeah, William, I object. I vote no.
Okay, well, if Kim, you want to take the roll?
Sure. Okay. Fred Blair.
As chair, I'm gonna pass for now.
Carolyn Burden. Jane Gatewood. Jane? Okay. Donald Goldmacher?
I'll abstain.
William Heerwagen?
I'll abstain.
Okay. Kim Kaufman votes yes. Hank Lamb?
Yes.
Robert Mark?
Yes.
Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Maria Elena Castellano? Not present. Jose Luis and Lefebvre and Brenda and Uzel not present. So,
this
back to you.
I'm sorry. Did I miss the roll call?
We're just voting to approve October and November minutes.
Oh, yes, I vote yes. Sorry.
Okay. And Jane?
I'm sorry. I'll have to abstain. I didn't really agree with the October minutes. I'm sorry.
Okay. And Fred, do you want to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Okay. We can revisit this at the next meeting, you know, and that's fine. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 yeses, 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
And no votes.
Correct.
So it's 4-0-3.
Actually, Kim, I count 4 abstentions. Me, William, Donald.
Oh, and Gatewood. Okay, you're right.
Okay.
Thanks for the correction, Lawrence.
And I think I counted 5 ayes, but I could be wrong.
Blair, Burden, Kaufman, Lamb, and Robert. So that's 5. Is that... Yeah, I wrote them down. It's just the way I wrote them down. It's hard for me to count properly, so. But I'm just doing it out now.
Okay. Is there any more business in front of the committee at this point?
Well, do we want to write, write a little bit more to the PNB? I'll read you again what I've written and see if we can wrap this up quickly. Attached is a message from our auditor and the status of the audit. Attached are the schedules. They are still looking from the national office and the stations. The audit committee and PNB approved Armanino for doing the 14 audit. They have, okay, here is, well, they have said they will not create, well, I'm just going to put this. From Paul O'Grady, he wrote, Fred, read 2014. We need to get 2013 completed before moving forward on drafting an engagement letter for 2014. Best regards, Paul. So that's that. I don't know what else anybody wants to say. I mean, I have this stuff about since the 2013 audit is not finished. It's likely too late to complete the 14 audit, but by March 31 to qualify
for the
funds. But I'm not sure what people want to say.
Okay, Lawrence, you requested this, the floor.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So would it be reasonable to ask Kim to put together what she has right now, and then to take one day, which would be Wednesday, to try to either input or just agree with the letter? Would that be reasonable?
Kim, could you email the committee with your draft letter?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to make sure that we have some kind of, because not everybody pays attention to email all the time. And it's hard to get a consensus when, nobody's paying attention.
Jane, get with the stack.
Yes, Jane, you have the floor.
I wondered just Would it be appropriate for this to be from the chair of the committee rather than the secretary? I appreciate the difficulty in that the chair not being a member of the PMB. How does that work?
Well, I am assuming the chair can email the PNB. Is it the sense of the committee that we'd like to get this completed for the Thursday meeting of the new PNB?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, yeah. Sorry, this is Kim.
That's what I'm hoping.
As chair, I'm willing to put my name on it and send it to the PNB if that adds any weight.
This is just
and also on behalf of the committee. I'm sorry, Jane.
No, I just, Fred, when you were done, I just wanted to add one more. That was a question. I had a comment also.
You have the floor, Jane.
I do think that what Kim has is very helpful, and I think that if she would send out what she's got tonight, I think that if all committee members could give their suggestions in writing, if you, Fred, could just take the suggestions and put it into a word that you think reflects the sentiments that have prevailed tonight, I think it'll be good enough. That's my own feeling.
This is Kim.
That's fine with me. Kim, go ahead. You have the floor.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. And, Jane, I was not suggesting it come from me as secretary. I mean, by any means.
But those members of the PNB on the committee should make sure that the rest of the members of the PNB understand the importance of this message from the audit committee.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
As we always do, we ask our directors to take this into hand in front of the PNB and move it forwards. Okay. So is there any more business for this committee tonight? I think we've exhausted our agenda. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn, thanks.
Okay. Is there any objections? Not hearing it, we are adjourned. Thank you, Hank.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.